There's toxins in our water. When I realize that there's something that's harming me, like, shit, oh, wow, I didn't know that water, that fluoride and the PFAS is in it is affecting half of the population in the U.S. So now that I know that, I get to recapitulate myself, meaning that I get to get the energy back. I get to get the health back that I didn't realize I was losing. So if I know that now this water has fluoride in it, it's a neurotoxin, nothing good for my teeth, it's a shamalama ding-dong, right? I can filter that water, I can revitalize that water. I just now made a massive shift in my life. Just that one thing that you have to do every day.
The impact that it could have.
The following is an Operation Podcast production. Darren Ogan, I'm so excited to have you here. You know, they say you call people into your life at a certain time for a reason. And we met really briefly at an event with Farmers Footprint with Zach Bush. And I remember at the time, I didn't know who you were, but I knew that I had to know you. Like, there's something about him. I knew that I had to talk to you then. And the irony is that this morning when I was preparing for this, I just got my mycotoxin report back. So even somebody like me who is a nutritionist, I've been in this path for like 20 years now. This morning, my labs came back with PGOs, which is phenylglycolic acid, which is rubber. Butylparaben, I thought I'd been paraben free for 20 years also. Ochratoxin A, I've been on this mold journey for about 2 years now. Cadmium, cesium, and I was just like, what the hell? Like, even despite my best efforts to live the cleanest diet and do all the things. The rubber thing really pisses me off because I think that goes to a lot of the clothing that we're wearing and the workout clothes. But anyways, this is kind of a segue. I really wanted to dive into the endocrine system with you today and your book and obviously everything that you're working on and a bit of your story. But before we do that, you know, just to introduce you to what this podcast is about, it's all about ancient wisdom that I wanted to bring back and the awareness in our modern world. And if we think about it, you know, just getting rerooted and how can we get rooted in this busy life, rerooted in ourself and our life and our inner wisdom, I think we all have to heal. Yeah. So if you had to say, what are three things that help you feel really rooted in your life and in your body?
Oh, geez. I mean, I think it's quite easy. And the morning kind of meditations and guided meditations and journaling, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Like I if I'm not clear on what I'm doing, where I'm going, what I'm focused on, where my energy's going, is this what I want? If I'm not clear on all of that, and that always happens every day, all the time without fail, that I'm not good. Like, like I don't do well, right?
Yeah.
So I'm a passionate, moving forward Scorpio kind of guy, right? And so I have to be clear on where that energy's going. So that morning, without a doubt. And also, you know, you can say flippantly nature, but literally feet on the ground, eyes on the sun, you know, body exposed to the sun every day, playing with my dogs, like that. Why I chose kind of where I live is is less about it's amazing 50 acres in Malibu. It's more about, no, it's medicine for me. And so that being that connected, walking out my door in literal in nature with streams and birds and insects and dogs and wild animals, that that is without a doubt. And I think the third and certainly not the last is whole food. You know, just, you know, I grow as much as I can in my garden, and I certainly have plans for my food forest. And so, you know, whole foods, like as clean as possible, as direct from the earth to my mouth as possible. Those things keep me, keep me dialed.
Would you say that there's an emotion, like you've been in wellness for so long, you have really owned in on what your morning rituals are? What's the emotion that they give you?
Oh, man. I don't know if it's the emotion, but I guess it is emotional in the sense that it's like cutting out, almost like cutting out all the noise, getting directly connected to whatever I believe God is.
Yeah, what matters. Right?
Mm-hmm. And whatever that is, and being thankful for all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I start my journal every day with just thankful, even though the things may not even, you can argue, and good argument that all of everything is happening right here, right mm-hmm. now. Dimensionally, past life, future,
timelines, yeah.
All of it. It's all literally right here. So if I'm grateful and thankful for all of it, even if I have some of it, even if I don't have some of it, it's all reorienting itself to that appreciation. Mm. So that emotion is this deep, you know, space of love and contentment and then inevitably from that place, it gives me the fortitude of the propeller, right? So it's like it propels me forward going, okay, then inevitably enough, you know, natural, because it's produced with the endocrine system, natural cortisol and adrenaline as the sun comes up.
The way it's supposed to be.
My own testosterone and man comes out going, okay, what do I do today? Like,
yeah.
And so it's a natural kind of progression into that. So it's a filled full of that grace and gratitude and that as best that I can, mm-hmm. that deep connection to myself, and that self is for sure, call it pure consciousness.
Mm.
You know,
I love that word. I love that you said that, because I think a lot of people, when they listen to practitioners, they hear these checklists. Yeah, I know it should be gratitude. Yeah, journal, meditating, got it. But when we can really back it up with like the impact that it has on our physiology, I think that's the inspiration for people to like, okay, maybe I should really try this out. Like that sounds pretty impactful. Pure consciousness.
Yeah,
that's amazing. So on the flip side, you know, I think because so many people are out there, you know, just suggesting all these things that you can do to feel rooted, for a lot of the people that I work with, I know, I want to shine light on the opposite side, meaning a lot of the things that they're treating as a checklist every day to get rooted often becomes the thing that's uprooting them and leading to their inflammation or their unhappiness. So are there things that you know, having been in this industry for so long, that cause you to feel uprooted, and why?
I mean, listen, I 100% have this happen all the time. Mm. Like in the very instance of like I'm charging forward, I have my to-do list, I have my thing. I can jump over the power of flow,
mm-hmm.
right? The flow of that universe, and I can easily go into force.
Yeah.
And then that flips into I think I know what I'm need to do, and then I keep pushing it and slamming into the door and figuring out. And now, listen, that's a good trait to be unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you have to realize, like, is there another way, or am I exhausting myself?
Mm-hmm.
It's not saying no to a goal. It's just like maybe a different route, or maybe in a different timeline.
Mm-hmm.
So I will overwork myself. And it could be very different, because everything is very subtle and yet very powerful. Because on the one hand, last week, probably one of my most productive weeks in my life in the last 5 years since my house burned down.
Wow.
And there was something I decided on deeply, and it just started moving a million miles an hour. And so on the one respect, you could look at it going, I was nonstop all day, calls and da 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 da, but I was so inspired that I wasn't working, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you take that same picture and you're just observing it, going, he's working so much, that looks exhausting. And I could have been in other times, and I might still do that.
Right.
So it's how you're being with yourself, and where is that coming from?
Mm-hmm.
What you're saying and what you're also pointing to is, if it's a checkbox, then you've missed the whole point.
Yeah.
if you are literally interested in the fabric of your human experience as it relates to this extraordinary opportunity we get to have here, if you're really interested in what you are and what you really want to do from your perspective, not from what someone else says, that's a massively different situation. That's a completely different operating system.
I wanted to take a quick break from our episode to thank our sponsor, Omnibiotic, who provides a line of premium gut health probiotic supplements made in Austria and rooted in over 30 years of microbiome research and clinical testing. Research shows us that 80% of our immune system resides in our gut, but many factors can diminish our good bacteria, like stress, certain medications, and unhealthy foods. But when we have enough good bacteria, they help us digest our food, absorb valuable nutrients, destroy disease-causing cells, and produce important substances that allow our body to function well. This is why Omnibiotic probiotics are a staple supplement in all of my clients' healing programs for healing and optimizing gut health, and why I make sure that my entire family supplement with them as well daily. Omnibiotic challenges the one-size-fits-all approach prevalent in the U.S. probiotic market, offering targeted formulations that address diverse health concerns, including liver detox, immunity, and stress management. Each Omnibiotic sachet contains a dose of freeze-dried probiotic powder infused with prebiotic nutrients. When mixed with water, these probiotics get rehydrated and fortified for their journey through the digestive system. In tests using a GI tract simulator, this powder delivery mechanism ensured 83% of Omnibiotic's good bacteria reached the gut alive and active, compared to an average of only 7% among the leading U.S. probiotic capsule brands. If you are ready to optimize your gut health, I cannot recommend Omnibiotic more. My clients, my kids, and myself have all felt and seen unbelievable results. Try them out now by heading over to www.omnibiotic.com and use code ROOTED15 to save 15%. Again, that's www.omnibiotic.com and use code ROOTED15 to save 15%.
We give so much praise to productivity, don't we? Right? And it's like, well, like you talked about the ego. When we're that disconnected from our bodies, like we're completely missing the point.
Yeah.
We're so focused on some goal beyond ourselves that we don't enjoy. And I think our bodies just stop functioning at their best too, right?
Totally.
And then we go out there and we try to find different protocols and things to follow and ways of eating and hardcore exercises, but it keeps us living in that like driven productivity mindset. Totally. So,
and it's then at that point, it's just stress on top of your stress.
Yeah.
And so then you're hitting your hard workouts, you're hitting your ice baths, when in fact, all of those could be turning against you.
Absolutely.
Right? So it's like, you know, these things are especially in this day and age, they're very tricky. These Instagram, TikTok, social media flippant little things. And like, I can fall victim easily too to an inspirational thing or whatever. But again, like, it's not for everyone at all times. And we have to be careful with these generalizations, right?
What I love about these questions so far is that every single guest has had a different answer. And it just goes to show, like, if you're looking for the perfect protocol, it doesn't exist. You have to make your own. You have to tune in to what you need.
100%. Right? Like, this means nothing to anyone else.
No,
like,
exactly.
All it is like, if they feel through my answers, all it is me learning about myself and then figuring out what works best for me.
Absolutely.
But that journey is a language that no one can give you.
Mm-hmm.
That language between you having a body in the spiritual world, trying to figure out what the hell this thing is, this mystery that we're in. And without going so far out, but that is a specific language. It's like, call it your intuition, that gives you insight and impulse and excitement. And either your choice, whether you acknowledge it or blow it off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'd rather not blow off the intelligence of something that's way beyond me. And in order to start to access that, you got to be humble and you got to be quiet And you have to shut up a little bit and go in and sit and learn. And it's an interesting.
So good. The intelligence of the body. Yeah, I think we hold a lot of answers. But, you know, when we think about kind of shifting gears to how to optimize the system, right? Even preparing today, you know, you think you're a super conscious person. This morning I was like, oh shit, maybe this isn't as clean or as great as I thought it was. And I feel like it's getting really challenging to be this conscious person living in a modern world, right? Yeah. Whether you're doing things that are like, you know, hyper into wellness or taking you out of it, it's just, it feels like a hard commitment sometimes.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about what you call fatal conveniences.
Yeah. this whole term sums it up right away. It's like the things that we may be doing in our modern day world that we think maybe we don't even think about, and maybe we don't think are harmful, but they have a negative side. And it is, I think, all of life, the most powerful things in life are the habits that we're doing, good or bad.
Yeah.
Right. So if we're not aware of, say, the shampoo fragrance or the deodorant heavy metals or the PFAS on our dental floss or the petroleum in our underwear or the parabens in our makeup and lotion, if we're not aware of that, your body, going back to the body, your body is a victim to your unconsciousness. Now, you never created any of that stuff. We all are born into it. Like, the Industrial Revolution flew profits over a lot of other things, have reigned true, and it hasn't been like it's a huge kind of propeller. We've set up profit over all these things, over the health and safety. So so these fatal conveniences are those daily things that I simply want people to question.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, it's not our grandmother that's giving us, or you know washing our clothes. It's not our mom preparing whole food from our garden. This is packaged, manipulated food, for example. It's you know, red dye number 40 carbonated weird drinks that you're consuming, and plastics. This is just stuff that we're constantly, to your point, like, we have flipped this whole thing, right? So, you know, fatal convenience aside, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of things and products and chemicals. We have largely lived 93% of our lives inside from our ancestors, right? It was that opposite. So how do we do that? How do we now get back to, and we start having these conversations about, take your shoes off, put it on the ground, and like get out in the sun. And we have the, it's kind of ironically wild, right?
It literally is the inspiration for this podcast, like going back to our roots.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, let's take the gifts of modern medicine and the things that we have access to today and testing, but I think, like, our ancestors hold so much of the information and awareness around healing.
Yeah.
And half of it's free, right? And it's found within nature. 100%. And by aligning that, we just turn on the intelligence of our body to rebalance again, right?
Yeah.
And, like, we're going to talk about a lot of things today that, you know, it can be overwhelming, but I think we need the constant reminder of how incredible our bodies are. Like, in every second of every day, our bodies are trying to heal themselves, right?
Yeah. And they know, and they're really good at it.
They're really good
at
it.
They're not broken.
No.
And that's how we're marketed. Like,
but yeah, like, we have this data now that children, you know, through umbilical cords, the amount of toxins that are found in plastics that are being found in umbilical cords, and there's still changes that aren't happening fast enough, right? So, segue to talk about your story. Like, if you think about your passion behind this, what I love about it is, like, you're not dictating. There's a lot of people or, like, platforms that you can go to on social media, and, like, they're just angry, and it gets the viewer really angry, and then you're just, like, up against a wall. You don't know what to do, but you have this empathy and way to speaking about it. Can you share the story about your dad? And I know you've written about this in your book also. Do you mind?
Yeah. I mean, So imagine I'm in college, about a couple hours away from my hometown, I'm starting to study physiology, nutrition, kinesiology, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately I get a call first from my dad and say, I've been struggling with, and my dad was a, you know, double master's professor at the University of Minnesota. So he was highly functional. Yeah. He did triathlons in the 80s. Like he was a great, amazing guy. And I get this call from him saying, you know, I have all this brain fog. I can't function. I can't think. I can't perform. I can't do my job. And no one knew what it was until finally he kind of was working with a couple of doctors, and they finally realized that he had multiple chemical sensitivity disorder. And this was in the 90s.
Wow.
And so you're like going, what do you mean?
Yeah.
He goes, well, any off-gassing of a t-shirt that was printed with anything, any carpet,
paints.
Any paints, any deodorants, any shampoos, any fragrances, any perfumes. I'm like going, what? And of course, I don't believe him. Mm, like, I think it's in it. Everyone, the whole family thinks it's in his head. And that's your initial thought because you never heard of it before. So he starts, and this is like before the internet, and he starts like, as a teacher, he starts making videotapes, right? Mm. Finding these investigative reports. He starts making notes. He starts handing out to his entire family. And we start learning about this, going, holy shit. So then he sends me care packages. If you're going to come home and see us, you got to wash your clothes in this unscented this and this unscented that. So I had naturally started desensitizing myself to the things that I didn't know I was sensitive to. I wasn't experiencing what he was experiencing. But so I would then start to come home and like use all these products, and I kept using them because they felt better. And I was then sensitive to not sensitive like debilitating, but sensitive to the, once I stepped out of it, it was like abusive to smell,
right. You know,
these fragrances. So that's how it started. And my dad, and I believe if I were to pull the string on his life, I mean, he was an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. And he was sober for 30 years of my life from at age of 4. Mm-hmm. He got sober and I never saw him drink. He wasn't the happiest person in the world.
Yeah.
Never did a lot of, you know, but he was a great guy. But once he was having these physical, cognitive issues with the multiple chemical sensitivity, they didn't know what to give him. So they started giving him like Ritalin.
Holy shit.
Right? So my dad, a full-on addict who hadn't taken anything in 30 years, now all of a sudden they got him on speed. Right?
Yeah.
So now he starts playing the doctors off very subtly, and he gets double prescriptions of stuff, and he starts like getting high. Because number one, he's feeling like shit everywhere he goes. Mm-hmm. He can't. By the way, this has escalated so much that he can't even go out in public. He can't. He now is forced to retire. He can't be around people because of all the smells from everything that they're taking and doing, and he can't be around people. So now he's high, and you know, with getting older in his 60s, and he was feeling pain, and next thing you know, he picked up a drink again.
Wow.
And as soon as he picked up that and started mixing it with his drugs, he was high, and it would take him out of the pain that he was experiencing and the loss of a social anything.
Yeah.
So his demons came back, and he died of alcoholism. So I know that the multiple chemical sensitivity was a gateway to just this debilitating situation for him. So the book was rooted in that, my early learning. And along my life, there was about 30 years where I would constantly get either new research or find another researcher or doctor or friend that would have this. 25 years ago, one of the first researchers started talking to me about cell phone pollution and electrosensitivities, and like very, very similar to chemical sensitivities.
Absolutely.
So there's about, I think, 17 to 20% of the population has electrosensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
They've almost experienced the same thing as if it was a chemical exposure like my dad. So they'll fog out, they'll feel like crap, they'll have migraines, they can't function.
Anxiety, I'm sure, leads to digestive issues.
Yeah, also. it's a cascade. Like, yeah. Imagine then trying to get away from Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Or cell signal now, today. And you're electrosensitive, right? Oh, imagine my dad now. You're getting more and more chemicals. On average, a woman is exposed to 120 to 130 chemicals every day, all day, reapplying. Like, yeah. It's like people are just like, and then you're interacting. So this chemical soup that we're playing in, this electromagnetic smog that we're in, it's just, I was staring at this, and I was like, this is an elephant in the room of health for me, because I wrote Super Life, like, let's breathe and let's eat plants and like, let's live our super life. Like, let's kick some ass. But then all of a sudden, if we don't acknowledge this massive industrial created elephant in the room and separate our lives, start to untangle ourselves from this modern world that has been moving and has been using, you know, 60,000 to 80,000 toxins and you know, astrazine and pesticides and herbicides, and you know, DDT was banned in 1972 and it's still here. Yeah. And it's still in the blood of children today. It's still in that umbilical cord. So now in our lifetime, the Teflon and the PFAS and the PFOAs, the fluorinated gas that binds to these surfaces, that is in our makeup, that is in our clothing, that is in our couches, that is in our receipts, that is in our plastics, that is in our waterproofing, whatever, our wrinkle-free shirts, that is a forever chemical. That's a similar to DDT that was banned in 92. So this PFAS is a bullet in a gun, and they call it a forever chemical. It's forever.
It's forever.
And it bioaccumulates, and we don't know what the hell we're doing, right?
Yeah.
We are just, you know. I like to take an approach of just information, but there's a certain point where I just want to shake, you know, people listening right now and go, listen, don't blow this off, man. I get it. This shit is overwhelming.
It's wild, you know, looking back. I'm sure you'll agree. I'm sorry you had to go through that with your dad, but what has paved the road for you to this, right? And you used the word accumulation. In Ayurveda, we talk about accumulation a lot, right? We think, I don't do that now. I don't use that product. I don't use that deodorant. I've cleaned up this makeup. No, it's the accumulation of everything since even before you arrived to this earth, right?
Yeah.
And I agree with you. I think it's more about taking a stand. The more that we do that, the more these companies will have to change the trajectory, right?
Yeah.
So in your research, you know, what percentage do you think of illnesses and diseases and stuff like that are caused by these? Like,
that's a good question. I mean, I really have no idea. I mean, it's almost impossible. It's one of those things where it's, you know, just a little glimpse. 60,000 to 80,000 toxins are created every year.
Yeah.
And just blasted on us, in us, around us, all of this stuff. Of that, maybe 1,000 are tested in any way.
Right.
And none, zero, zilch, are tested as they interact. So every product you're using or putting on, or they're interacting with the other one, and the other one, and the other one. And this endocrine system, you know, we have our nervous system, which basically communicates by freaking light speed, right?
Yeah.
It's really fast. The endocrine system is a little slower, right? And it can be used acutely, and some of that use of those hormones can proliferate for a day, a week, a month, and even continue.
Yeah.
The endocrine system is a very important communication device of the body, right? It's all its job. The entire thing is to keep homeostasis, right? To keep you in balance.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've introduced these plastics and plasticizers and PFASs and azo dyes and formaldehydes and all of these things that are hijacking and influencing and affecting and thwarting and changing our endocrine system, or binding in certain sense. These plastics and plasticizers are kind of xenoestrogens. They're chemical estrogens. So they bind, right? So they gum up the natural receptors. So your body goes, shit, we have all this estrogen. So now your balancing system is just completely off.
Right.
So now we're seeing, it's a huge focus of mine now. I've got another chapter in my life that I'm really going to focus on now, and that's this hormonal system, because the very fabric, all roads lead to the very fabric of us is falling off the cliff, right? So endometriosis, premenopause for women is like, it's mind-boggling, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah. The stats around hormones today, testosterone plummeting. We'll talk about miscarriages and infertility and, you know, breast buds that are developing in, you know, 8, 9, 10-year-olds now. Yeah. It's just like, it's a mess.
Yeah.
And I want to own in on one thing you said. You know, going out into these stores, a lot of these places are big, recognized, well-known, even health food stores. Yeah. We have the expectation as a consumer that those products are safe. But what I heard you say is, because of testing, because of legalities now, a product can go to market first until it's proven to be toxic. Is that right?
Yeah, basically. It's the opposite.
It's the opposite. It's not proven to be safe, so take it to the market.
No.
Yeah. It's prove it's toxic first.
Yeah. Like catch us. It's really almost catch us.
Right.
Like if, you know, these I mean, I was doing some research with ConsumerLabs.com, which is a great independent testing for supplements and products, and I was digging into olive oils and the toxicity. It's like such a landmine of toxicity around stuff like that. But you know, these independent EWG, like Environmental Working Group, Campaign for Safe Cosmetics. You've got Leah over at Momovation, who does an incredible amount of work. All these things exist because of that very thing.
Right.
Because the agencies, they don't have the bandwidth. They're not doing anything. It's the pseudo idea that there's a regulatory body. No, it doesn't exist. There's no one that's got your back.
Frustrating.
Yes.
Because it's at every level too. It's not just what we're consuming. It's the things that we're wearing. It's the things in our environment. It's what we're purchasing in our home. It's just like, you know, and this is where it's like,
yeah.
Oh my God, it's everywhere, right?
Yeah.
And
And I know. And it's like, you know, some will, some won't, some do, some don't.
Yeah.
I say this often and I mean it. It's like, if people want to know, I'm here. Mm-hmm. Like, here's the information. If you don't want to know, fine. I'm not here to convince you. I just have chosen a certain path in my life. The path of my life is I want to be the best version of myself. Yeah. And in order to do that, I got to face some stuff that I didn't do, but I'm here in it, in this particular time, in this body. You know, if I just slather on whatever and I know that it's toxic, then I'm going against my entire being in a certain sense. So I've chosen that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't care, right? Mm-hmm. They'll say things like, I just want to live. Great.
Right. I just want to look good.
Go do your thing.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally your choice.
Yeah.
I'm moving forward. Like, so I think the important thing is, and it takes time too.
Absolutely.
Like people are listening to this and go, shit. Like, just make one choice today. Make a different purchase this week.
Yeah, start with one area.
Right.
That's it.
You know? And then, you know, I think of it as kind of a recapitulation of your life.
Mm-hmm.
I love this term because I've done it with my spiritual journey in my life,
mm-hmm.
where you you've had a hurt, you've had a pain, someone's hurt you, and you can recapitulate. You can go back into that time and that place and that space and forgive, right? And move forward. Similar to this, when I realize that there's something that's harming me, like, shit, oh, wow, I didn't know that that water, or that fluoride and the PFAS is in it is affecting half of the population in the U.S. Like, there's toxins in our water. It's easy, it's on demand, blah, 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 it's great, but we have to clean it. Wow, I didn't know that. So now that I know that, I get to recapitulate myself, meaning that I get to get the energy back. I get to get the health back that I didn't realize I was losing.
Yeah.
So if I know that now this water has fluoride in it, it's a neurotoxin, right? It's nothing good for my teeth, right? It's a shamalama ding-dong, right?
Yeah.
And I can filter that water. I can revitalize that water. I just now made a massive shift in my life.
Absolutely, yeah.
I eliminated massive toxins from that one reverse osmosis or distillation, adding some electrolytes, and we can get into all kinds of great electrolytes, and then put it in glass bottle, eliminate plastic. Just that one thing that you have to do every day.
The impact that it can have.
Impact. Because you've eliminated toxins, so you detoxed, and you now have infused your body and every cell full of liquid that is now healthy for you.
Because your body can detox. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
And I hear what you're saying, but I think the takeaway is like just play with lowering your toxic burden. Just do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The way that I think of the endocrine system is like it's magic. It sends out these hormones to receptor sites where they fit perfectly. And we think it's so simple. We think of like three basic hormones. No, these hormones go to so many different, every cell in your body and different organs, they know exactly where to go. It's like this key system. They fit perfectly, right? But then you have these EDCs and there's the Endocrine Society. 7 years ago, they put out a video on the impact of EDCs to our endocrine system. 7 years ago. And there's still no change.
Right.
So these EDCs are going into our system. They can mimic hormones, go into that same key structure. Your body thinks that it's the hormone, so it receives them. And we know like some of the symptoms that this is related to, which we'll dive into. I think the first one that we'll go into is infertility.
Yeah.
1 in 6 individuals globally, worldwide, is impacted by infertility. We know that EDCs are connected to this, right? And still there hasn't been enough change.
Yeah, this is where and these are so proliferated in our environment. It's astonishing, right? And these endocrine disrupting compounds are literally so again, it's at the fabric of our if you can drill all of our life down to it, we just want to move the population forward.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Males and females get together, they're attracted, they're smelling each other's pheromones and they're like, that's a good match, I want to have babies with you. Right?
Yeah.
If you can't do that, if that isn't the elephant in the freaking room, I don't know what is. If you can't get pregnant, and our society, the way we are putting our society together is the culprit, and we're not changing it like yesterday, that tells you that whatever and whoever is governing countries, states, controlling things, being on shelves, products, whatever. Whoever is doing that clearly is just horrible at their job and isn't interested. I'm gonna jump back a second.
Mm-hmm.
I have spent a lot of time around the world in a lot of different scenarios. And for me, several times in India, in Africa, I'm sitting there going, wait a minute, what year is it? And these children are taking a jerry can, filling up water that's black and brown and full of whatever, and bringing it back to their family. And they have to drink something. So it's a Russian roulette. And you have the UN with its sustainable goals. You have all this. You're going, wait a minute. How is this possible?
Yeah.
How is this possible in this day and age? And then I get involved with, back in the day, raincatcher.org. I was under a mango tree with Obama's grandmother in Kenya.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm just going, wait a minute. I'm here on a water project, and currently the president of the United States, I'm sitting with the grandmother, and we're talking about the issues that the kids around this and the people around this don't have clean water. So when I talk about a product on a shelf that is not healthy,
our priorities
are so upside down. It is astonishing. I've been informed about the craziest stuff. For whatever reason, I'm a magnet for it. Mm-hmm. I could tell you stories of things that people told me 25 to 30 years ago and make your hair stand up, and now are true. And so when I saw my father suffer, and when I started learning about products that were hurting people, and almost every product that you are buying, if you are not consciously buying it because it's clean, it's safe, it was tested, it is harming you.
Yeah.
It is harming you, and it is, quote unquote, legal for them to sell it. That is a crime against all humans.
This is what's so messed up about our world. You know, for people who have been impacted by somebody who's gotten really sick, if something's happened to your health, if you've lost a baby, or if it's been a loved one who's gotten sick, you know, in that moment, nothing else matters if you don't have your health.
Yep.
Right? My husband and I, we've worked with a handful of NGOs also. And I remember, like, you meet these little children who are walking miles just to get water, right? Have access to food to keep them alive. And it's like, what is happening? And yet we come back to this part of the world and, like, you have an issue not eating a certain food, right, and you know it's bad for you. Like, so maybe we do need more of that impact awareness around this. You know what I mean? Because the fact of the matter is, living in this era of wellness, we've never had more access to information than ever before, but we know people are still getting sicker. Mm-hmm. I think, like, every show I tend to mention the fact that I've never worked with so many people who are doing all of the right things, but are still showing up with these biomarkers that are inflammatory, right? And it's this, like, chronic systemic inflammation that's happening. Yeah. And, you know, I don't care if you care about taking, you know, all these companies down or not supporting them. At the end of the day, if you're somebody who wants to wake up having more energy or at least feeling better in your body, I don't meet very many people who wouldn't, like, put their two hands up to that, right?
Yeah.
So that's where we have to start.
Yeah.
And so we see these EDCs affecting chronic illness, right? They're linked to so many things. In your book, you mentioned a few. Can you just name off a couple so that people can understand, like, the impact systemically on the body?
One, the parabens for sure, and certainly the ones that can show up, and there's so many, and they're used as, like, they're kind of a preservative and binder and products, but they show up in makeup and perfumes.
Are there hidden names now for parabens?
They're isoparabens, polyparabens, like, there's, but the problem is that, here's the problem. You know, we always say that look on the ingredient label. What it does, it says some things, but it does not say some of the most important things. And some of the most important things are those, in maybe an instance of perfume or fragrances or flavors, natural flavors or artificial, you can get away with a lot of stuff. And what they did to support the companies, because there's no other reason, is they created trade secrets where, hey, that's proprietary. I want to control. I want to preserve the hard work that we did.
Proprietary formulas, yeah. Right? Yeah.
So that's where all of these, you get these scapegoats. So you'd never know. Even interactions of chemicals in products that are not put in there, but they're interacting against each other. Some very toxic compounds like dioxins show up all the time. So there's all these interactions, but phthalates, parabens, so parabens and makeup and lotions, those things you want to stay away from. If there is a good news about parabens, there's a half-life. So to your point, parabens, they're an endocrine disruptor. So it's the reapplying, you're doing, putting this, you know, the lotion on every day and blah, 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 or the makeup every day and all of that stuff. There's some great options. There's some better options out there, but you're reapplying this. So the half-life on parabens is usually like 6 to 8 hours. But again, people keep reapplying. And so the other important one is phthalates, right? So phthalates are like, God, they show up so much, but they originally, I was like, oh, they're plasticizers, so they're in all the plastics. And just something to keep in mind, the harder the plastic, the better. So the softer the plastic, the more phthalates are in it. And
squishy water bottles.
Yeah, the more squishy they are, the cheaper they are, the more phthalates they have. Tupperware. And the more prone they are to leach into that water, especially then when you got heat and you have oxygen, you have sunlight hitting those things, and like now you're just drinking oil at this point, because plastic is oil, right? And a lot of chemicals it took to create that plastic. I mean, we're so insane. The fact that we thought it was a good idea to surround our food and our water in plastic.
Hot food bars, right? Those chickens that come in plastic. I will not let my kids eat at their school because the food sits in plastic on heat for hours. Oh my God.
I mean, that's literally a bomb for their endocrine system.
And all the products that we purchase for the products that we use are all plastic. It's all sitting in plastic.
So a little caveat, you know, a little thing, like when you have food touching containers and plastics. You have phthalates, you have plastics, you have petroleum, and then you also have BPA, bisphenol A, and then they say, well, it's bisphenol A free, and then they go, it's bisphenol H, and then you don't.
Why is there no EDC free?
Exactly. Because it would be too complicated. It would almost be impossible. You'd have to recreate the entire product and container. But here's what inspires me every day. I'll throw a little break in the horrible news, because it's horrible news. You gotta like deal with this stuff. I get it. Go back to whole food. Eat as much whole food where your farmers are from. Get back to making, you know, salads and stews and rice and beans and legumes and then whole plants and whole fruits and everything else. But the things that I get inspired by are the people that I keep meeting in these spaces that are making changes. So I know that there's companies making big changes. So it's happening.
Yeah.
Is it happen fast? No, because there are big companies that need to make big changes. But, you know, I know specifically, I know people in the chemical world who are creating, for example, PFAS. They're making out of cellulose and make a clean product at scale, so it won't cost the companies more, and it will make, and they're currently doing trials right now with McDonald's, Walmart, like a bunch of other big boys. So that's happening. And so again, I think it's the pressure that we can put on them, and the moms, the controlling of the household, you know, the purchasing power. You know, I get it. Sometimes these things are more expensive, right? It does happen that way. But again, like, save more, prioritize your budget, and then just work in the way that you can. I mean, if you get a water filter and glass bottles for every one of your children and family, you've saved money.
Absolutely.
Right?
Ditch all your Tupperware. Like, replace everything with glass.
Exactly.
There's incredible reusable stores around here where you can just go and fill up with saver options with soap and makeup and detergents and laundry, you name it. Like, it's out there. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you. I think it has to take a little bit more readjustment in terms of what your habit is or what your rituals are. But just think about the impact, right?
Big time.
And I think, to the mom point, my gosh, if I ever post about a product or a frustration or an ingredient that I have, I get like hate mail from people like, oh, well, you know, this is the best that we can do. This is what we can afford. And it's like, well, at the end of the day, Whole Foods is always going to be cheaper than a processed food, right? Yeah. Most of the time. Yeah. And on the flip side, like the more that we're purchasing from those companies, what happened from the time that babies are born and we're reading every single ingredient and we're so cautious of what they're absorbing in their skin, what they're smelling, what they're eating. What happens when they turn 3, 4, 5? Like, it doesn't matter anymore. Mm-hmm. It still matters. Everything is building and growing. Their brain is still forming, right? Their sex organs, everything. Yeah. So it's funny, after my labs, I'm so curious to get a toxin test done for my kids, simply with the awareness nonetheless of like, where else can I clean up in and around my home?
Yeah.
Because it's prevention, right? Yeah. Like, if we're not accumulating as much, we're preventing a lot of these imbalances. And I think a lot of people, when they think about what their symptoms are, the first go-to living in our world is like, who on TikTok, who on Instagram is doing this protocol, or what's a new way of fasting, or what's a new product or supplement that I can take instead of what can I take away, right? I think that that's essential.
It's so powerful, especially when you line those things up together. Like, what can I avoid so that I don't have toxic exposure? And then what can I add that can just give more life to me?
Is there a hierarchy of EDCs? Like, is there one that you would say, like, go after this one first?
I mean, I think phthalates and PFAS, like the fluorinated stuff, because that's not only PFAS is so dangerous. I just finished watching one of the final edits of a clothing documentary that I did with a good friend of mine who's been hitting this drum for 20 years, Jeff Garner. And the documentary is called Let Them Be Naked. And he went all over the world. I did what I could in some of the episodes, but we tested some of the stuff and in the lab, and we're seeing it. And you could see the scientists going, oh, we wouldn't tell them what where it was from or what the uniform was, but it's some big boys. And we're outing some of this stuff. And so it's important to, you know, these things are shocking, you know, they're shocking. But again, I think the power is in the integration. I never ended up here, either did you. It's steps that you just learn something about yourself. So then you can make adjustments. That's what life is. Right? You can't be perfect tomorrow, but you just make the best. I kind of think of things as go in to out. What are you putting in your mouth? Do the water first, clean up the water, put a filter on your shower, like, and then what you're eating, clean, like, literally clean that up. Mm-hmm. Stop with the ultra processed food. Cause those things are super dangerous, but I think that from the pesticides, the herbicide residues, the phthalates and the PFAS, if you just focus on those, there's plenty of products that have all of those in there. I would, and of course, you know, with all of the ultra processed food, you're getting heavy metals, you're getting PFAS, you're getting pesticides and herbicides. So again, these things aren't so overwhelming, but they're just a switch. And of course, you're addicted to stuff.
Absolutely.
So it takes a little bit of time
to swap. You're used to those smelly creams.
But man, I tell you what, I looked at a study that I was involved in maybe 10 plus years ago. And I took a group, men and women, from meat and dairy, and we got them on whole plants and monitored them, and they were doing some exercise stuff. The men were average regular people, but in particular, in 2.5 weeks, their testosterone went up by 27%.
Come on.
27. And there's other studies that also show that same, close to 30%. Just lifestyle. And that wasn't even tweaking the fatal conveniences. That was just focused on food.
Wow.
Right? Mm-hmm. So there's so much. Same with women. You adjust certain things because oftentimes the foods you're addicted to are also laced with all kinds of things that you keep exposing yourself to.
Yeah. And we keep using this word health span, right? And it's like, if we're not addressing our hormones, then like, it's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here having all these flashbacks. So prior to wellness, I worked in the cosmetic industry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah. So big luxury cosmetic brand. I had to travel the world, and it was part of my job to spray these massive conference rooms with perfume, right?
Oh, my God.
Then I had to wear the product, right? So I'm wearing basically a mask of just all of this stuff every day. And it was a French brand also where perfume was just like the thing, right? Fragranced everything.
Right.
And this was also around the time where like I knew there was another way. My anxiety was through the roof. I've shared my health story before. But I was diagnosed with PCOS. Mm. It was so bad. I had stopped getting my periods. The doctors told me at the time that it would be very challenging for me to have kids, if at all. I was like, what the hell is happening? Mm-hmm. I was eating a really great diet. I was exercising. I was doing all the things. But here I am, like, things were just shutting down, right? I started getting my heart palpitations. That led to me having my heart surgeries, yeah.
Wow.
And then, like, you ended up traveling. I went back to my roots at the ashram and took all of that stuff away, and my body just healed, right? So, yeah, we're going to go through some key products because I think that one of the most important places that you can start, obviously, is in your home, in your kitchens, and then in your bathrooms, right? So if we dive into some really big fatal conveniences and why they're harmful, let's just start with toothpaste, dental floss, and mouthwash.
Yeah.
Nobody thinks about dental floss being plastic. Strings of plastic.
Oh, man. I know.
Right?
Even I didn't.
Yeah.
Like, you just say, what?
Yeah.
Like, not only is it plastic, because you don't want it to break.
Right.
It's laced with, like, a really bad chemical, PFAS, right? Because again, it's really good at the good news and the bad news is these chemicals are really good at their job.
Absolutely.
So they're like, I love that this dental floss slides easier in between my teeth.
Yeah.
Well, you're getting exposed. And that was, and that particular, the brand, was in a study where it was connected to kidney cancer.
Come on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So these things can be correlated quite profoundly, especially when you're, I mean, you think about herbal applications, you think about tinctures. There's a reason why you put it under your tongue and put it in your mouth because it's so absorbable. Now think about it.
Yeah.
You're taking a PFAS, an endocrine disruptor connected to several cancers, and you're putting it in your mouth every day. Thinking you're doing a good job. This is a perfect example of a fatal convenience. You're going, hey, I'm keeping my teeth good. But you're putting this, again, because it's a medical device, they don't have to disclose anything.
Dentists think I'm crazy when I say no to Listerine and stuff like that.
Listerine's,
I've had to break up with a lot of people. Yeah, there's propylene glycol.
Propylene glycol.
Colors.
Dyes. And underneath it all, it just wipes out your microbiome in your mouth, and that starts your digestion.
Yeah.
So the amylase and the starting to break down your carbohydrates starts in your mouth, and you're just clear cutting your microbiome with this insane idea to take in Listerine plus all of the chemicals that you're swallowing. And it's just like, when you, I hope people take a second. Don't take this as stress, but just look at this almost comedically.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
It's almost like, seriously?
Holy shit,
like,
yeah.
Why would, like, this is a bad joke.
Yeah.
Like, why would we do that? Mm-hmm. When you really look at it going, that's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane, and it's insane to give a kid who suffers from ADD and ADHD, red dye number 40 and Gatorade, surrounded by plastics, and he's trying to be an athlete, and it's actually going against his own hormonal system. And you're going, oh my God, it's the mirrors of opposites.
Yeah.
It's like, seriously, this is nuts. So in writing the book, there was a lot of the pages and 15 researchers and all of that stuff. There's a lot of swear words and a lot of like Twilight Zone moments going, I'm reading this study and it's in all of these products and I feel like no one knows.
Totally. Some of my clients, they're like laugh out loud moments. Yeah. It's like, yeah, we've got a whole trash can of things that were just thrown in. Okay. So for listeners, what are some better alternatives then for the oral care aspect?
Oral care. I mean, listen, I use certainly use dental floss. Yeah. You know, there's organic cotton. There's charcoal covered. I use cotton with a charcoal cover, because that's antibacterial, antifungal. And all I do is wet it first.
Great.
So it's a little slipperier.
Yeah, the one that I love comes in a cardboard box too.
Yes,
so no plastic,
exactly.
Right,
same one.
Simple,
probably
simple.
The same.
Yeah.
And then I love a company Bite toothpaste. So there's no. I love the fact that they're less footprint as well. Mm-hmm. So there's no plastic tubes because again, when you have plastic coming against something you're going to ingest, you're getting chemicals and plasticizers and phthalates, and it's not just toothpaste.
Yeah.
And the toothpaste is riddled full of chemicals and fluorides and everything else. Get rid of that shit, right? Of course, there's some better toothpaste. I like Bite because it's just a little tablet. I chew on it, boom, it comes. I still have the same container 3 years later. I have a glass container, and they just send pouches of refills. And it's, and by the way, it's a lot easier to travel with. Going, how many days am I going to be gone? Okay, 10 days, I need 20 tablets. Like,
I love it. I got to check them out.
Yeah, it's easy. Things are...
Those are great. Personal hygiene for women, tampons, like this is still frightening because you still see the options for the completely bleached, full of chemicals, even fragrances in the products that are being inserted into women's bodies for hours upon hours. So fatal convenience for sure, something that we have been accustomed to thinking is safe. It's normal. It's safe for us to use. Yeah. What is a better option?
Well, I mean, certainly you would know better as well. I mean, what are your options?
Diva cups, definitely.
Yeah. Diva cups are great.
I'm sure that there's companies out there that are working towards organic cotton options and stuff like that, making sure that there's no fragrance in those and stuff.
100%.
Yeah.
You know, listen, and also as a guy where women are often, you know, you got to charge, you got to make, I get so excited with smart women around me. I've got all women who are, I didn't even try. It was just the women around me and my team, they just kick ass and I love it. But at the same time, let's celebrate being a woman. So when that cycle happens, it's a very powerful time.
Yeah.
Right? It's so powerful. And so just, support the hormones and don't chart. Your cycle is completely different than ours. And so most of the studies and the biohacking studies are all based on men. So you can't compare this thing. So at the same time, I want women to celebrate that cycle. I want to celebrate them in that way. And stop with the toxic.
Right? Yeah. I'll throw diapers into that too. Because that's like the other big thing as a new mom, which is just frightening, but thank you for that shout out. I think it's so important. Okay, makeup, fatal convenience, obviously. We went through a lot of those chemicals.
Yeah.
All the chemicals, the perfumes, the dyes, we say with food, if you don't know what an ingredient is, and either with your body, holy shit, look at the side of that foundation, concealer, mascara, lip balm. Can we talk about greenwashing for a second?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Let's do that.
Like, I won't go into Sephora anymore.
Yeah.
There's so few brands, and you really, this is a thing as a woman where so many things are marketed to us as safe, or they'll get the fancy green leaf or something on the side saying that it's a safer product to use. I don't care who you are, if it's in the food industry, if it's in the makeup industry, a lot of these companies, if you have money, you can pay for whatever label that you want to go onto the front of that package, right? So going through these ingredients, because they're hormone disruptors, they're impacting your mood, they're impacting your fertility, they're impacting things like brain fog, perhaps your digestion, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, these things are, again, this is why... you know, the manipulation, they're manipulating where the masses are going. We want things to be healthier for us. We know that there's a problem. So greenwashing is that idea that they're going to take a part of that market share without doing anything or without doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. And they're just going to manipulate the messaging, put on a pretty package or whatever, and donate to whomever doing whatever. And not do the real work. So the greenwashing is a really big problem. Listen, it is. These aren't easy.
No.
I vet companies so much. Mm-hmm. And even after vetting them and talking to them and having them show me the data, I've been in such situations with companies where I'm like, wait a minute, what is this product? And then I discover, oh, that product has got things that there's no way I would use going... And then all of a sudden I'm like, I didn't see that. And I didn't see all those differences. So then I pull that person, I send money back if there's money exchange.
Yeah.
Like it's, I had a recent thing. I'm not going to out the company because I think
they are
trying. There's a few companies trying to do it, but again, it's also expensive for companies to do it.
Totally. We've built a brand. I know your experience building product. To take a product from one end to market, and I think the intention is often there.
Yeah.
But when you're building a brand and then you're taking in profit and then the retailer and all the steps in between, it's like, holy shit, the product and the inspiration, the marketing to what you actually get can change drastically.
Oh, yeah. Right? It's challenging for any product to be in the world, mm-hmm. like number one, and then you try to do your best. But if you're consciously doing it, like consciously greenwashing, and you know it,
yeah.
A lot of it too. Smaller businesses, there's a naive part to it where they haven't looked under the hood enough or haven't tested. You know, some products that I developed 15, 17 years ago. We have thousands of tests that we set up, that we third-party control. Like
such a good point, transparency, right? If you reach out to the company, having the information ready for people.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and listen, the bigger company, the more liability. So so let's use a supplement. If I do a test, every batch, there's thousands of tests, potentially, depending on the product. So I can't necessarily share that because the next batch could be completely different. Not to say that it didn't trigger a warning, like where there's no heavy metals or whatever, but you can't necessarily share that publicly. Okay. I realize the difference, but like when I'm behind a product or something, or I help formulate it and the company then backs it with 5,000 tests, literally, then I'm like, okay, I can speak to that.
Absolutely.
I can speak to anybody about that and say, this is what we do.
Yeah.
So, and it's also difficult to really unpack many companies to really see what they're doing. Sometimes, like some clothing companies I've reached out and I'll be like, okay, they're great. Organic this, organic that. And then all of a sudden, a workout gear is a great example.
Yeah.
It's like, you want yoga pants without leaching, doesn't exist yet. There's some better companies using better material, but in order for the color to bind, it's still synthetic. It's better. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes I've also said that there's a place in society where we should have an imperfect solution. Mm-hmm. That it's better than the predecessor, right? Yeah. It's a better path. So then let's support that better path because things aren't perfect necessarily.
Yeah, I think the more people supporting too, like we'll eventually get the cost down for a lot of these things too, right? Like it just has to be the way.
Yeah.
When this episode comes out, I'll do my due diligence on these things.
Yeah.
As of now, the one place that I love, especially for cosmetics, is the Detox Market. It's a Toronto company where they're now in LA, but like the inspiration is about clean, non-endocrine disrupting products. So shout out to them.
Amazing. I'll check them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last category. I mean,
I won't use them. I don't have a need.
Yeah.
But I'll give them as gifts if they're good.
Last product then, or like bucket, we'll say. Laundry detergents and cleaning products. Mm. This is a really simple one to just start at home, right? Better alternatives.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm such a bachelor when it comes to my laundry and my cleaning products. So here's my laundry, which I just did yesterday.
Yeah.
The dogs got all of my towels really dirty. So I had to, because of the rain, I have a bucket of Borax.
Mm-hmm. Borax.
Clean freaking Borax. I take literally a handful, shove it in. Then if it's whites, I have a gallon jug of hydrogen peroxide.
Peroxide, yeah. Right? Great.
For the whites. And then vinegar, organic vinegar, white vinegar. That's it. That's my laundry. Now, if I want things to, and I hang them, so they all smell good.
Yeah.
You don't smell that stuff on it. They all smell fresh anyway. But if you want, you can add essential oils to all that stuff. That's super. Now, there's also some great companies coming online that do it very simply and do it well and have sustainable packaging and stuff too. So you don't have to necessarily, but please, please, please stay away from all of that smelly, perfumey.
100%.
You know.
I'm so sensitive to it now. If I hug somebody who's using like Downy or like all of those chemicals.
It's abusive.
Yeah. It's absolutely, it's like an assault to your senses.
It's an assault.
Right?
I got to get away.
Yeah. We keep essential oils with dryer balls and I just drop them into the dryer balls and then it's great. And then the kids get to wear something that's soothing to their senses.
Oh man, I'm
going to
do that. I'm going to update dryer balls, organic dryer balls with essential oil.
Yeah. It's amazing.
My dogs will like it too. It's good for the dogs too.
Absolutely, your animals in the house. But bottom line, like just find one of these places. They're popping up everywhere where you can just go and refill.
Yeah.
Safe products, no chemicals, no fragrances, no nothing. They're completely safe. There's so many options. Why not? And they're not more expensive either, right? It's
mine
just a new habit.
Mine's so cheap. My laundry is so cheap. Yeah. Bulk. That's it. Lasts forever.
All right, we'll start to wrap it up. What would you say some of the current challenges in regulating EDCs?
From a regulatory perspective or from an individual perspective?
From a regulatory perspective, like...
God. I think the challenge is that there's no one smoking gun.
And is it like when we think about the FDA and stuff, they're not on it, right? They don't have to be on it.
No.
Right?
They're not doing anything. They have no bandwidth. They're not going to, there's no certifying by the FDA anyway. They don't do any of that stuff. So, you know, it's pressure that we have to put.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pressure of us buying our purchasing power for the companies too. The companies are listening.
Mm-hmm.
They are changing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are moving to regenerative agriculture, some of the biggest companies in the world.
Yeah.
Literally, I know this firsthand.
Incredible.
Like so it does work. They know what's going on. They know that these conversations are happening. They know that the growing number of people are becoming aware of this stuff. I have the most faith in that than some pop-up agency that says they're going to do something about it. I hope they do.
Mm-hmm.
I have faith in the agencies that have popped up, like Environmental Working Group, like Momovation, like Campaign for Safe Cosmetics, and there's a bunch more. Like I have faith in those because that's, you know, even Food Babe, right?
Yeah,
even the work she's been doing, like she's just kicking ass and just like testing this stuff herself, and like that's it. And if she hasn't alone shown for years, like, that's not okay. I'm putting pressure on you. I'm using my platform. And next thing you know, she's in their offices.
Yeah.
And they're trying to negotiate how they change fast enough, or else they're just going to get the crap beat out of them. That's the beautiful thing about social media and media. Let's use our numbers. We have the numbers always.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's purpose-driven. What I love about a lot of the people that you're mentioning EWG, Food Babe, the petitions that go out to just ignite the conversation, to make the change, it's all happening, right? So don't gloss over those things.
No.
You've mentioned a couple of really great platforms to check out. Would you say that there's a top three for listeners to just go, okay, you know, I'm going to go check out these products against these three platforms? Are there three that you typically go to?
Yeah, I mean, I'm building out my marketplace of vetted stuff, so people can go to my marketplace. And Momovation is a great one. Literally, momovation.com.
Yeah.
She was on my podcast, Leah. Done just tireless work.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. And listen, Environmental Working Group, I don't think they get enough attention, because they've got all of these... You know, you can plug in this company, that company, and they'll rate it and going, hey, what about laundry detergent? What about makeup? And they've got it in there, or they've written about it, or they've rated it. So, you know, and again, campaign for safe cosmetics. Like, these things, especially for the women, like, you to navigate, like, how many... You know, lipsticks are there? How many companies? How many? The next skincare company. Like, the good news is there's very few that are actually good for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a good point.
Right?
Yeah.
So don't be overwhelmed by how many. Just find the ones that are just who you love and who are doing good for you. And and then that won't suppress you over time.
I agree.
That will lift you up, because... We need strong women in the world.
Absolutely. And I want to shout out EWG. So I spoke on a panel for them last year, and they had so many women there just speaking on all different buckets of the things that we've talked about today. But there's really great initiatives that are happening if you just get involved. So if it's checking out their site, signing up for a newsletter, checking out your store when it comes out.
Totally.
Wrapping things up, you know, we talked about the doom and the gloom. We've talked about the education and feeling empowered. Paint a picture of the future. I think a lot of these changes that are happening are going to happen in our lifetime.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're starting to happen faster and faster.
Yeah.
But if you could just, like, paint a vision for the future, what are you hoping for?
Well, number one, I believe in the power of the human spirit beyond any other power. I mean, the power that moves life forward is the power that we are. So we can change anything we want. Mm-hmm. And so that the power of common sense and doing right in the world, I believe. Of course, you have a lot of people doing stupid shit, and that continues to this day. I'm not interested in them. I'm interested in gathering and having these conversations like this, and gathering people that care. So that to me is probably the most powerful thing. What was the question?
Just the vision of the future that you
have. Yeah, the vision.
Because I feel like you can see it. Like,
you've
gone through everything. You're having your laugh out loud moments.
No, I the vision, I mean, the thing that keeps me going is the vision. Like, from the vision of my own property to, again, what keeps me going is that whole thing of when you believe in something and hold to it, definitely attracts other people. You know, I've been witnessed and receiving information about frequencies of healing the body that will make your, literally in the last 2 weeks, that have taken a quantum leap, that are so inspiring, that will bypass so much other stuff and allow you to truly heal. And really, from old technology, Dr. Royal Rife in the early before 1920s, and then Tesla, and there's a lot of stuff coming online. There's a lot of powerful stuff around AI to support an individual person's journey
gosh.
I've been working on.
Yeah, so, if it can be used for good.
Exactly. So it's how you use these things. So, you know, I am surrounded by incredible people, and I'm pouring more of my energy into projects and people, and so I'm inspired by them. So I I, without a doubt, know that we can be the best versions of ourselves and society. And I also know that you shouldn't be taken down by the people that won't and will not change.
Yeah.
And don't let that create your vision.
Yeah.
Find the path. Let them do whatever the hell they want. Yeah. Let them, whatever. If they're causing you harm, then protect yourself, right? But get away from those people and create the utopia. Absolutely. And listen, there's a rabbit hole that I could get into around clean energy technology that I'm involved with for the last decade. That what I see is sovereignty. I see freedom in people. I see freedom in our society, water, power, food, shelter, health. And I see the fabric of it being created right in front of me with the people that are around. So yeah, I believe in absolute, utter utopia, bliss, beauty. Not from a granola point of view, that too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, growing our own food, living powerfully with our own power and water creation and waste annihilation and a completely different way of doing things. That's upon us. That's happening, and it will happen.
I'm with you. Use that powerful word, frequency. And I think that what's happening right now is we've lived for a little while where we go online, there's a lot of bashing and anger against brands. No. That's fine. If that gets you interested, great. But what I really love about you is the fact that you are bringing the awareness with such a beautiful kind of growth mindset approach about the possibilities that exist. So thank you for
thank
that.
You.
Are you ready for some rapid fire questions?
Sure.
Quick ones. How do you think people are making healing and health too complicated?
How do I think? By not doing what it is they know to do, not listening to their common sense.
What's your favorite ancient healing remedy?
Oh, wow.
I feel like you've got a lot of these.
Favorite remedy. I mean, I go into so many different. I think my favorite was the knowledge and the ceremony I was in with Wallace Black Elk before he passed away. That comes from the lineage of Black Elk Speaks.
Wow.
And he said that the knowledge is directly here for you, and he meant all of us, and that you don't need brains on your back like a book. If you're willing to ask, you can receive.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Powerful. If you had to pick something about modern medicine that excites you, what would it be?
About modern medicine? Oh, shit. What does it excite me?
I know there's a lot
about modern medicine, about the industrialized medicine,
modern medicine. Let's put it maybe through the lens of biofeedback, biomarker testing, gut microbiome testing,
stuff like that. Well, that's, I would say that's not even mainstream, right? So that's, I would say the thing that I'm most excited about is what I was hinting at, was that everything literally is frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, right? And when we understand what those frequencies are, when they're not in harmony, we can then use frequency to create harmony again. So I have seen, I have experienced those types of modalities, and they are coming online in such a powerful way using technology, backing it up with blood tests and everything else, validating all of these things. So it's not like out there science. It's very grounded, but it's very actionable, and it's very now to be able to respond to what your body and biology is doing right now and where it's at right now and what you can harmonize with right now to change it. So that's happening.
I'm laughing because I need to have you back on just to talk about.
Oh my god!
I'm doing my master's at the Quantum University.
Oh yeah! Oh my god! Well, then you're gonna lose your mind when we have a call, when we have a conversation about the people that I've been talking to.
Oh, cool!
The things that are coming down the line. Yeah.
All right, last two, three things that you would just recommend that people start doing to optimize their health.
I would. It's always a big one. Filter your water. get a glass bottle. That's easy. Add some, you know, unrefined salt, a pinch of it, and eliminate that toxin. And again, I'm just going to be a broken record. Like, literally eat whole food.
Yeah.
And move your damn body more, you know, and flip the script on the 93% of your life inside and try to get your ass outside.
Absolutely. If you could leave our listeners with just one takeaway that you're most passionate about right now.
I just said it.
Yeah. You mentioned a few.
I'm moving on this hormonal thing in a powerful business way to help combat some of this. Part of it is based in the lifestyle and fatal conveniences. Part of it has also helped to steer this hormonal system for both men and women back online. So I'm very focused on that in a lot of different ways, both frequency, both in herbs, both in lifestyle. So yeah, I'm stoked.
Just in this last rapid fire, I can hear people being like, yes, yes, I want to know more. So yeah. What's the best way for people to find you and connect with you?
Just DarrenOline.com. Darren Olean on social. You should be able to find most of what I'm doing.
An incredible line of barucas.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah. Great ancient.
Nutrient-dense.
Super nut of the savannah.
Brilliant.
So it's a lovely project we've got going on there.
I can't wait to do a deeper dive with you. I'm so grateful for today. Thank you. My heart is so full. I've never felt such a full range of emotions. So I'm so grateful. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Till next time.
Cheers.
Cheers.